Welcome to Business Resolutions, a weekly discussion about business in Puerto Rico with Jorge Gonzalez, attorney and management consultant.
And I'm doing this program live. I've been recording most of them and trying again going back to the live. And partly I'm doing it live because it's been 1 year since I left the law firm of McConnell Valdez, about 9 months more or less that I've inaugurated this program. And I thought I'd cover some of the experiences we've had during this period of time. But I have a guest. I wanted to start the program with a guest. He is Patrick Alemán. Patrick is the Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Anglo Puerto Rican Insurance Corporation. Patrick, good day.
Have good nice day. Good here. Afternoon, Jorge. Thanks for having me over.
So, Patrick, first of all, is someone he's much younger than me, but his family, it's interesting, his family and my family knew each other way back when I lived, the initial relationship started when I lived in Saranac Lake, New York, back in the 1950s. And at that time, Patrick, you're telling me, I didn't remember exactly why your parents or your grandparents.
Well, my grandfather at that time, he was suffering for tuberculosis, and there was no vaccine or no right. cure for it. So in the cold, the warm days in Cuba, in the summer, he used to go to Saranac Lake,
right.
Which I understand your mother's, rest her soul, uncles had kind of a sanatorium there.
Yeah.
So for these people, you know, get them comfortable. Inclusive, they extract a lung from my grandfather there. And for some reason, they build up a tie,
right.
a bond.
Right.
So
right.
after that, your parents went and visited Cuba, you know, Jorge and Carmen Ana. And then, you know, the rest is history. Right. Then my father got exiled. Fidel Castro threw him out. He went to Miami. For a couple of years, trying to, you know, he was in the Playa Girón project and tried, you know, which was not successful. And then he came to Puerto Rico, where your father greeted him and offered him business opportunity.
That's right. I mean, I remember in Saranac Lake, it was a very small town up in the Adirondacks, about 6 miles from Lake Placid. And although it was very small and very isolated way up, but people speak about northern New York State, and they're usually talking about Yonkers or maybe the Catskills.
Okay.
But upper New York State is when you get near the Canadian border. But even though it was this very small town, it was very sophisticated and very international because of the Trudeau Sanatorium. And the Trudeau Sanatorium brought people from all over the world for tuberculosis treatment. And not only was it true, but for example, there was people that then stayed on. Like I had an uncle, mm-hmm. and he was married to a Cuban, and they had an apartment for people. They used to come, and maybe your grandfather stayed at that apartment.
Perhaps he did.
But in any case, so our roots go way back. Your father worked a couple of companies, an entrepreneur with my father, Mr. Softy was one, and there was a hardware store and
Carpara Tooling and Equipment.
So there was a number of businesses, and I remember very well those businesses. And of course, I played racquetball with your father,
yes.
and there was also this the cousin Jaime, not the Jaime Gonzalez that runs Anglo Puerto Rican, but another cousin that was also part of the racquetball thing, Jaime.
Anyways,
so we go a long way. Not you and I, but your family. So
that's right.
Tell us how you got to Anglo Puerto Rican, Patrick.
Okay, Anglo Puerto Rican has been. We're celebrating our 80th year, starting October 1st, 1931. So we're still celebrating that year, and I guess it was time for the next generation. You know, in 80 years, you can. Have. So it was Jaime. He went to school with me up in Jacksonville University. Well, we met there. Our mothers knew each other, but we didn't know each other, so we met there. Then I went back to Puerto Rico, worked for Marshall Saldana then
right.
for like 9 years, and then I was later sent to the office of Ponce to manage the office. And then Jaime called me one day and said, listen, I need a little help here in the agency, marketing, you know, move this agency. We're starting, you know, new blood, new people. I got Roberto Fortuño on board. You, you know, me and let's do something together. Let's push this, you know, this agency and our companies that we represent forward. So I say, I kind of want to come back to San Juan. Ponce was nice. People were nice to me there and everything. Right. But it was that's how it started. Okay. That's how it started. Okay. And now I celebrate around 3 weeks, July 27th, 15 years with the companies.
Well, terrific, so terrific.
I'm getting a bachelor or whatever.
And, of course, one of the changes in terms of new things, in terms of Anglo, is really promotion and marketing, because Jose Enrique, who ran the company for so long and so very well, but he wasn't that enthusiastic about promotion and marketing. And Jaime is more into more promotion and marketing than his father.
Yeah, so much that it was last year, the year before, we did a TV ad, which he was included, all the officers of Anglo, and we came forward and, you know, and give our face to the company, give face to the company, so people were more familiar with it. But Jaime, he says that he doesn't, but he's always, you know, there for us and looking for alternative ways to, you know, put that company forward.
Tell me, what's new in Anglo Puerto Rican insurance? You have 80 years, so you have a lot of old.
Okay.
So maybe let's start off. What, in terms of what are the old things that you're keeping, the things that you're proud of, that you're maintaining and strengthening, and then we'll go, what are the new things that we're doing?
The things that I'm proud of and I'm honored to be in that company for is the tradition that managers and the management has passed from generation to generations. You know, the employees, they tend to mimic or copy their managers and or their superiors, and looks like, you know, we have an excellent management team that has to transcend the generation, you know, with discipline.
With Jaime is the third generation, right? Jaime is the third generation.
Jaime is the third generation.
Generation, right.
Yeah. So this is the third generation working. We've been 80 years there, and, you know, we probably be 80 years more, yeah, if God favors us. And basically, that's what I have liked so far of the history of the company that I like, is that, you know, everything is well-rounded, well-disciplined. The tradition that comes of doing things right, you know, doing things accurate, doing things fast. Fast and accurate tend to be synonyms, but when we make it look, I mean, Anthony, I meant to say, but we make it look like they are the same, because when you have discipline, when you have accuracy, things tend to come out fast, quickly. Well, when you have a chaos, or not so much chaos, let's say, but when you have, you know, something lesser than that, well, sometimes you have to improvise, and the experience can't be improvised. You have to have experience.
Right, right. And in terms of how you, 15 years now, in terms of how you see the company, a family business, because the owners are, it's an expanded family, but it's a family business.
Yes.
It's not publicly held, and you don't have non-family. But you have some non-family shareholders, right?
Yes, there's some non-family shareholders. As a matter of fact, they're in the board of directors. There are some directors that are non-family, too. So it's kind of, the board of directors is kind of balanced between, you know, people who are family and people who are not. Right now, the most of the board of directors that are not family are those who are good friends and well acquaintance with the Gonzalez, and very trusted members, which follows the same philosophy upon which the company was built on.
Right. Well, let's take a break, and we'll be right back and continue talking with Patrick Alemán, of the Vice President of Marketing and Sales of Anglo Puerto Rican Insurance Corporation.
Let's do that.